And away we go. We're off and running with hour number two of the big show today, 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in, and I am back live here and having a great time chatting with you here on the toll-free line. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Scott Spears is, you know, it's always so weird. Charlie and I have talked about this, announcing yourself. Scott Spears is the name. Well, hopefully by now you know who I am, if you're listening to this station. But we do have some trivia questions on the table and a lot of chances to win lots of good stuff. We still have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And we have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. All that still out there. Or a chance to get into the contest to win tickets to the Ohio State Fair. Now remember, we're going to start giving away tickets tomorrow on this program. We've got three pairs of tickets for Kids Bop World Tour 2019. That show will be Wednesday, July 24th. Chris Young, we've got three pairs of tickets Thursday, July 25th. Leif Jennings, Friday, July 26th, 7:30 p.m. Hank Williams Jr., which I think is going to be the big concert, one pair of tickets, Saturday, July 27th. Toby Keith with special guest Jimmy Allen, one pair of tickets on Monday, July 29th. Matthew West with special guest Matt Marr, three pairs of tickets on Tuesday, July the 30th. REO Speedwagon with special guest Night Ranger. We have one pair of tickets for that on Wednesday, July the 31st. The SOS Band, Midnight Star, three pairs of tickets, Thursday, August the 1st. Bad Company with special guest Fog Hat, one pair of tickets on Friday, August the 2nd. And the Happy Together Tour 2019, two pairs of tickets. And this consists of the Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four, and the Cowsills. That'll be on Saturday, August the 3rd, 2019. We have two pairs of tickets to that show. What an extravaganza of great legendary talent that will be. And all you've got to do is call in and answer a trivia question, and we will put your name in the drawing to win tickets to those shows. All right. Questions we still have available. When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Where and when? All you have to do is give me the year and the place the first Ohio State Fair was held. Does anybody know? Where and when? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current home at the Expo Center? Does anybody know the year that that happened? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Does anybody know what happened? What year were women allowed to become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? All you got to do is guess a year. You might get it right. What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Or, when and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? It did happen. When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? 21 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Those are the questions. When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? What happened on the eve of World War I at the fair? What year did the fair move to its current home at the Expo Center? It's been there for quite a while. What year did that happen? And when and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Does anybody know when and where? All you have to do is give me the year and the place the first Ohio State Fair was held. 740-383-9944. And we got two questions answered in hour number one. So I'll throw in one more new question this hour. Well, after we take this phone call, I'll throw in a new question. Go ahead, caller.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're giving away tickets to Ohio State Fair and a lot of trivia questions.
Oh, you're doing the trivia stuff.
Yeah, but do you have something on your mind you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I just wanted people to be aware that trying to dump on other people's property in Marion, it's illegal. And I had to try it this morning, and I ran them off. But the next person that tried that, I'm going to prosecute. They're boys, and they show up. One was in my driveway, and the other one sat there and showed up like 5 minutes after she left, after I told her she couldn't dump there. And I was like, but that's, unfortunately, that's what I'm going to have to do, because they don't seem to be getting the, they don't seem to get the message. So, I have a dumpster like some people do, and, well, they think it's a place to sit there and drop their stuff at. It's like, I don't dump, and I don't expect people to do it either. But I would have thought that they would have done it during the weekend, but they didn't. They came after me. They came after it this morning. So, beyond that, I don't really have anything else to say.
So, some people came and they tried to put garbage in your garbage dumpster.
Yeah, they tried. They tried to put garbage in my dumpster that I'm using for my own uses, since I paid for that. And they came by, and, well, one of them at least asked, but they weren't willing to pay to sit there and throw their stuff in, so I let them, I told them to do something else. And then, sure enough, 5 minutes later, another one shows up with a big load of stuff. Even had a basketball hoop. And I'm like, what? And I'm sitting right there. I'm standing right out in my driveway staring at him, and he sits there and stops in the middle, and he's staring at me like he got caught or something. And I'm like, I said, you might as well move along, because you're not going to dump here today. So,
yeah. Now, wouldn't they just be able, I mean, is this in the city or is this in the county?
This was in the city. The prices at Allied, or Republic, or whatever they call themselves now, the dump, changed. And instead of going over there with a truckload, them charging you like $37 for a truckload up to 500 pounds, they now charge like $81. And from everything to a couch up to 2,000 pounds, they changed all of that. And I can understand, you know, I can understand that some people wouldn't want to sit there and pay $81 for a couch, because I certainly wouldn't want to do that. I have to go to Morrow County to dump. So, to Mid-Ohio, because they charge me less than that. But that doesn't mean that you have the right to sit there and go to anybody's dumpster. And I'm not the only one that's having these problems. I mean, other business people have been having these problems too. But the ordinance, as I guess it's pretty clear. It's like, if you're caught dumping, it's like you can be prosecuted. I'm going to have to do that. What's going on over here?
Now, what area of town is this taking place in?
Over by the fairgrounds.
Over by the fairgrounds. Now, if they put their stuff out by the curb, won't the trash men pretty well take just about anything?
Pretty much. If they put it out on their curb, yes. They'll even take, from what I understand, they'll even take mattresses. Some landfills are charging for those, though. Like the one up in Crawford County, if you have one, they'll charge you $20 for it, because a mattress, or at least one with the steel coils in it, won't crush down like you think. You're taking an 80-ton vehicle, will sit there and roll right over it, and it'll crush it flat, but it won't. And it takes up space in the landfill, and they're charging people for that. Now, I found out about that about 2 years ago when I went up there. And so there's that. I don't know what Allied's doing, but of course, if they're charging $81 for up to a ton, so to speak, it's kind of the same thing.
Well, I think it'd be cheaper if they just set it out by the side of the road.
Yeah, you would think that's probably what I'd do. I've done that in the past, and I've never really had any problems with the city picking it up, but I don't know. It was just kind of, I wouldn't even know what to describe. It's like all of a sudden I sit there and come up my drive and get ready to pull in and there's this truck sitting there with a big queen size mattress in it. And I sit there and stop and get out. I'm like, what are you doing here? And they were like, well, can't we sit there and use your dumpster and throw our stuff in it? And I said, no. Are you going to pay me something to do? Are you going to pay me something for it? I mean, it is my dumpster, and I have to pay. I have to pay to sit there and get rid of it. It's like, why can't you? And they were like, well, we were just hoping you would allow us to use it. I'm like, I don't know who it was that I was talking to, you know? It's like, they don't seem to get the point.
Well, hopefully it doesn't happen again. You know, that's not the thing to do, to go on somebody else's property, but just take advantage of the great sanitation crews that we have here in the city and just set it out by the side of the road. A lot of times when you set stuff like that out there, as long as it's not in a trash bag, people will take it before the trash man comes along anyway.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of that stuff does get taken throughout the week. I mean, The city used to have to come out twice. They used to come out with the trash trucks, and then they would, for the larger items that they could not load in the back of the trash trucks, they had to show up with flatbed and pick up the appliances and stuff. But ever since the scrappers have come out and started taking most of that stuff, it's like they don't have to. They don't have to waste their time with it anymore. And, well, that's not exactly a bad a bad thing for the city. Kind of saves on the workman's comp costs. At least I would think so, anyway.
You know, I was just thinking when you brought this up about local things, I saw a news flash on Facebook this morning that Norris Grocery, which had been open here, I don't know for how many years in Marion, closed yesterday after many, many years in business, family-owned business. Of course, Kevin Norris, councilman at large, currently running for mayor on the Republican ticket. But I was interested to see that Norris Grocery was closed now, apparently.
I didn't know anything about that. I had heard that that he had, somebody made mention before all of this happened this morning, that they had made mention that he had caught somebody trying to dump stuff in his dumpster. Of course, I mean, he took action, and kind of wondered, maybe, you know, if this keeps up, then I'm going to have to take action too. But he'd had that one. He'd probably had that happen to him one too many times, and he just finally said, "Well, enough is enough." But it's closed. I mean, his store is closed.
Yeah, I think as of yesterday. I think yesterday was the last day. Was what I was reading.
Well, that's kind of strange, wasn't it? Well, I don't know if it had been there for decades, from what I understood.
Long time.
That's on Barnhart Street over by Waterloo?
Yeah, I believe so, over in that area. I don't remember the exact address, but it had been there for a long time. His father, I believe, had started it with his mother.
God, they're going to miss that. I mean, there's literally nothing over on the west side besides Boda Bart. And, well, Five Points, yes, but they sell alcohol mostly, I think. But when you get, like, closer within the western part of the of that western side, I mean, it's surrounded, that's still surrounded probably by about, what, three or four blocks. I mean, why go to Motomart when you can just walk down the street?
Yes.
And well, that's going to be that's one of the last neighborhood stores too.
I believe so. Well, he's running for mayor and sitting council person, so you know, maybe just busy with other things at this point.
Well, I can understand it if he becomes mayor that you know that the bulk of your time is going to be taken up in doing whatever a mayor does. But, I mean, in city council, a lot of people ask you questions and demand a lot of your time, but it's not 24/7, you know what I mean? You can still run a store as a city council, and you can't really do that as a mayor, but I suppose I could see his point, if that's what he wants to do. But they used to have 64 of them. From what I understand, there used to be 64 neighborhood stores in the city of Marion alone at one time. And that seems Norris. I think there's only, well, I guess there's only one now, and that's the General over there on Jefferson. Every one of the others are pretty much gone now.
I tell you, change certainly happens. All the big box stores comes in, and all these gas stations now seem to have inside places where you can go in and buy things. And I think change just comes along.
That's the problem with big box stores. Like, you get dependent on them, and then they basically sell you what they want to sell you. And if they don't want to sell it to you, then they don't. I mean, I suppose that's neither here nor there, but a neighborhood store, especially in a neighborhood, just seems more convenient than having to drive 5 or 10 miles to get to Walmart. And sure, you can get everything you want at a Walmart, but you've got to drive there. And you've got to, we end up going there every 2 weeks, and we spend 2 hours in the store, and it's like a meme. It's like, it said, why should I go to Area 51? I've already been to Walmart, and it's like, yeah, that's it, because it's like, sometimes I think I'm in hell when I'm there. It's just a bunch of weight. It's crowded in there, and I don't usually like going, but there it is.
Like, people are preparing for the zombie apocalypse or something. It just does.
Yeah, especially on a Sunday. So, what are the questions today?
The questions, okay. Well, we've got questions about the Ohio State Fair. We've got when and where was the Ohio State Fair first held? What year did it move to the Expo Center, which is where it is now? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did women become ticket takers? And when and why was the fair canceled during its run?
Why was it canceled? It was canceled at one point?
At one point.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I'll take a stab at it, but it'll probably be wrong. It was like when it moved to the Expo, I think, was in 1996, but that's the only question that I would have ever been comfortable enough to answer. As far as the ticket holders were concerned, for all I know, that could have been 1921. But, I guess I'll have to just run with those two answers and see what happens.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting. It's actually been at the Expo Center longer than 96, and the women ticket takers, not 1921, but that's a good guess.
Well,
we tried.
You did.
The only reason why I sat there and asked anything about the Expo Center is I guess I got Atlanta with the bombing there. That was in 96. But I'd have gotten that right if you'd asked that particular question, but... Anyway.
Well, I hope you have good luck and no more trouble with your dumpster, and thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. Don't throw stuff in other people's dumpsters. People will come and pick up your trash on the side of the road, and that's maybe where you need to be. But we do have trivia questions here, 38 minutes past the hour. Or if you want to comment on something like that, feel free to do so. These are the public airwaves. That's what it's fun to do. We like talking to people like that because some people have a complaint. Some people have a compliment. Some people want to talk about things going on in town. Has anybody tried the new ice cream place downtown? I keep seeing all these pictures on Facebook of people who've went to the ice cream place. Now, I have not been there, but maybe you have, and you can tell me how it's been. 740-383-9944. Now, the tickets are the questions on the table to win tickets to the concerts at the Ohio State Fair, or Zumbezi Bay tickets, or Dublin Irish Festival tickets, or the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo, or any of that. Currently are... When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? All you got to do is give me the year and the place. When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center where it currently is? Does anybody know what year it moved to the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I? At the Ohio State Fair. What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know the year that that took place? When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? It did happen at one point. When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, a quick answer to that guy talking about his garbage.
Yes.
The reason why people dump their garbage in other people's garbage is because they don't pay the sanitation bill. It doesn't get picked up. A sign gets put in their yard. There's no pickup. So they go and dump it in everybody else's garbage. That's the big reason.
Well, that's no good, and I certainly would not advise people to do that. But
that's what they do. We had a dump here.
Oh, that's a shame.
Other people's garbage dumped here on occasions.
You know what I've never understood? Why is the sanitation bill, isn't it based on your water?
Yeah, well, when they don't pay their bill, they got to get rid of it someplace.
I guess so. Well, hopefully they just pay the bill.
A lot of these landlords that pay, like, the sanitation, but it gets shut off, they won't pay it no more, so somebody's got to pay for it.
Well, that's true, that's a shame.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Well, it's an interesting subject, and that probably is right. If you don't pay your sanitation bill, it's tied in with the sewer bill, but are people's sanitation bills different? See, I don't know how that works. Does the sanitation bill go up and down, or is it just tied with the sewer bill? Because I believe your sewer bill goes up and down based upon your water bill. But maybe I'm wrong about that, too. I don't know. Does anybody know the answer to that? 740-383-9944. Or how much is sanitation service in Marion, if it is a block amount? I don't really know the answer to that. But I guess that would cause people to go to other people's dumpsters and dump their garbage, even though you shouldn't do that. But there you go. Does anybody know the answers to the questions? When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Just need the year and the place. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center, where it currently is? What year did the fair move to the Expo Center? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Does anybody know what happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Can anybody guess? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? The first year they used women. When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? There was a time when the fair was canceled. Does anybody know why? 740-383-9944. And I'll throw in one new question since we did get one answered in hour number one. Who performed back-to-back at the Ohio State Fair, entertainment-wise, in 1968 and 1969? Now, I believe this is the only time that this was ever done. What entertainer performed at the Ohio State Fair back-to-back in 1968 and 69? And this person actually came back to the Ohio State Fair many more times after this, but actually did it back-to-back. And I don't believe anybody else has done that, although if somebody else has, you can let me know. But in 68 and 69, this person did it. What entertainer performed back-to-back at the Ohio State Fair in 1968 and 1969? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open 44 minutes past the hour. So the questions right now, who performed back-to-back at the Ohio State Fair in 68 and 69? What entertainer? Why and when was the Ohio State Fair canceled? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Does anybody know what happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Ohio Expo Center? Does anybody know what year that happened? And when and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Not the one that got canceled in 1849, because of cholera. When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Just give me the year and the place. 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour. If you can answer any of those questions, we will give you a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the Dublin Irish Festival on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, or you can be entered into the contest to win tickets to any of the entertainment shows at the Ohio State Fair. And this year's entertainment at the Ohio State Fair, Kids Bop World Tour 2019, will be Wednesday, July 24th. Chris Young, Thursday, July 25th. Leif Jennings, Friday, July 26th. Hank Williams Jr., Saturday, July 27th. Toby Keith with special guest Jimmy Allen on Monday, July 29th. Matthew West with special guest Matt Marr on Tuesday, July 30th. REO Speedwagon with special guest Night Ranger on Wednesday, the 31st of July. The SOS Band with Midnight Star on Thursday, August the 1st. Bad Company with special guest Foghat on Friday, August the 2nd, and the Happy Together Tour 2019, the Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four, and the Cowsills, all together on Saturday, August the 3rd. Now, these shows either take place at 6:30, 7, or 7:30, so they are at night in Columbus. And some of these shows carry a pretty decent ticket price. So it's all very interesting. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, caller.
thought I won tickets to the zoo. Now, can I enter for the fair only?
Yes, you can enter for the fair anytime.
Okay, I want to answer the one. The first fair was in Cincinnati around 1850.
You have it right. Now, I'm going to give it to you, but do you know the actual place? It was near Cincinnati, but it was not in Cincinnati.
Oh.
But it was 1850. You've got it right. October 2nd through the 4th, 1850. But
it was by a place by Cincinnati?
Yeah, it wasn't in Cincinnati.
I don't know that part then. I'll have to call back. I don't know that. I thought it was Cincinnati.
No, it was close to Cincinnati, but it wasn't actually in Cincinnati. It was about, I think, 3 miles outside of Cincinnati. But you do have the time frame, right? August 2nd through 4th, 1850.
Okay, I'll have to call back.
All right, call back.
I thought it was Cincinnati. Okay.
Do that. Thank you. Again, phone lines are open. That is right. We do have the time frame now. The first Ohio State Fair was held October 2nd through 4th, 1850. Now, it was down near Cincinnati, but not actually in Cincinnati. Does anybody know where the first Ohio State Fair was held August 2nd through 4th, 1850? The other questions, what year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? We just need the year there. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Kind of an interesting thing. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year, we just need the year on this, what year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Just the year. The year women became ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair. Two-part question. When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? There was a time when the Ohio State Fair was canceled. Does anybody know when and why that happened? Who performed, what entertainer performed back-to-back at the Ohio State Fair in 1968 and 1969. Now, I don't think this ever happened again, although if somebody points it out to me that a performer did perform back-to-back years, I'll be glad to hear about it. But it wasn't 68 and 69. So the question is, what performer performed, entertainer, performed at the Ohio State Fair back-to-back years, 1968 and 1969, and this person came back many more times to the Ohio State Fair after that. Who would that person have been? 50 minutes past the hour, and we are here, 740-383-9944. Who performed back-to-back at the Ohio State Fair, entertainment-wise, in 68 and 69? When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? What happened on the eve of World War I? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Does anybody know the year? And when and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Now, we did get the date on this. October 2nd through 4th, 1850 was the first Ohio State Fair. But does anybody know where the first Ohio State Fair was held? It was close to Cincinnati, but not actually in Cincinnati. A little bit on the outside. 740-383-9944. And if you call in and can answer any of those questions, you can get tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, or you can be entered into the contest to win tickets to the entertainment shows at the Ohio State Fair, including shows Kids Bop World Tour 2019, Chris Young, Leif Jennings, Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith with special guest Jimmy Allen, Matthew West, with special guest Matt Maher, REO Speedwagon with special guest Night Ranger, the SOS Midnight Star Band, Bad Company with special guest Foghat, and the Happy Together Tour, which consists of the Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four, and the Cowsills. And we'll start doing those drawings tomorrow because the first show at the Ohio State Fair is Wednesday, July 24th, Kids Bop World Tour 2019, and we've got three pairs of tickets to give away. So there'll be three winners tomorrow on this show, 12 to 2 on Tuesday. 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz. I'm here for you. Or if there's anything you want to talk about in regard to city sewer and sanitation, that was kind of an interesting subject. Remember, don't throw your garbage in somebody else's trash can or anything of that nature. Don't need anything bad happening there. 740-383-9944. We are open for business here today. Oh, and nobody reminded me to tell you about the special guest we're going to have on tomorrow. From 12 to 2, live, 2 hours in studio, former morning host at WMRN, recently retired, Jeff Ruth will be back with us. So Jeff will be with us here 12 to 2 tomorrow for a two-hour interview to talk about all the things we didn't talk about when Jeff was here 2 weeks ago, and he was recently out of the country, just got back, I think, in the last couple days, and he'll be with us tomorrow, 12 to 2, live for 2 hours. So if you want to hear Jeff Ruth on the radio again, which I'm sure many of you do, Tuesday, July 23rd is the time to do it, 12 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's a lot of fun having Jeff on. And I believe George Kasotis, we had some questions about this earlier, George Kasotis will be on with Charlie Evers this coming Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And on Thursday, James Anderson from the Tallgrass Trail will be on with Charlie from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. So a big jam-packed week here on WWGH Radio. Now remember, our new prize pickup time, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. is the time to do that. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm good. This is Sean. Everybody out there listening.
Yes.
I haven't gotten into the listening area yet, but I'm actually getting ready to get into the listening area here about 10 minutes.
Are you excited about the concerts at the Ohio State Fair?
You know, I think it's going to be very interesting. I mean, I don't know if I get to go this year, but I think it'd be pretty fun to go. Yeah.
Now, who this year hit you as a strong concert?
You know what? I really don't didn't follow them this year, but I knew they had some. My biggest thing is I think they should bring a Cher or somebody. But of course,
I don't know if Cher does fairs.
She doesn't?
I don't. She might. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the big.
I had not been following the concerts this year, but I know they have some big concerts every year in the state fair. But I don't know who's all going to be there this year because I just follow the concert list, but who's not going to be there this year, to be honest with you?
Well, there's quite a few, but I think the big draws this year will probably be REO Speedwagon. They're going to be there with Night Ranger. I think Toby Keith, who has Jimmy Allen with him, will be a big draw. I think Chris Young, who's an up-and-coming singer, will do very well. And certainly one of the all-time favorites, Hank Williams Jr., I think will do very well.
Oh, yeah, Hank Williams Jr. really did well. When I was working down in Nashville, I think I did one of his concerts, and it turned out really well.
You know, there's a lot of stories about why he always has a beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now there was a story going around years ago that he was in some kind of automobile accident and had some damage to his face. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's a possibility.
Oh, I really don't know. I don't know the whole story.
I've never heard the answer to that.
Huh. I don't know. I can ask my brother because he was he worked a lot of concerts with them, and he's good. I don't know if I'm sure they talked to the managers. I already worked down there one summer when they used to have the amphitheater down in Nashville, but you know, of course, it's closed up now. And I'm not sure. I could ask my brother if he already heard anything about that.
Well, I think it's one of those things that's went around for a long time. I don't know if anybody really knows the answer or not, because I don't know if anybody's ever asked him.
Huh, interesting.
Could be an urban myth.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, wasn't it Keith Urban? Well, he was in Columbus a couple months ago when we went to see, wasn't that Keith Urban at the Nationwide, but... somewhere by the Huntington Park. Wasn't he there that time driving down that way? Or
I don't remember, but it's possible. He can fill a room, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just not a big Keith Urban fan myself.
I think Nicole Kidman is.
What's that?
I said, I think Nicole Kidman is.
Yeah. So have you had a lot of calls today?
Yeah, we've done pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of giveaways.
A lot of giveaways. A lot of people have just called in to answer questions, and we put some people into the drawing for the Ohio State Fair, so that's been good.
Did anybody answer some of your previous trivia questions yet?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of them, people. What was that one you was looking for? Something about, which one was it I saw, I heard? I don't know if anybody ever called in and answered that question or not. I think one of your questions was, I'm having a brain issue today. Anyway, one of the questions, I think sometimes what they celebrate or something like that, or what was the celebration they used to do every year? At the Liberty Bell.
No, nobody's got that one. We moved on, though, today to... I still have those. We'll go back to those at some point. But since we're giving away Ohio State Fair passes, I thought it'd be interesting to do Ohio State Fair trivia. So that's where we are today.
Yeah. And you know what? Speaking of the Ohio State Fair, I saw that they spent a lot of money on the new Skyride. They're all plastic chairs now. They keep them from rusting out, apparently. But I don't know, a big guy like me... sitting on those plastic chairs, I don't know. I don't know how strong the plastic is, but that might be a problem for that. I don't know.
Don't they have a weight and height limit for certain rides?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if a sky ride does or not, because your feet is just staying, you know, your feet are staying there. I don't know. I see the point that if you just can't fit in the ride, you can't ride it. You know, but if you're not tall enough, you can't ride this course. But if you're tall enough and you're big, you ain't gonna be able to fit in the ride. You can't get on.
Well, I would imagine there are many people who come up if you have some kind of health condition going on. I doubt they would let you in the ride.
Yeah, I don't know. I work at Cedar Point. We have some people. You know, we don't know if they have a heart condition or not. But that's why we post signs on there. You know. You know, Cedar Point's not responsible for any loss or damage. You're taking your own risk if you have a heart problem or something like that. You get on the ride and die.
Well, like I think if somebody was carrying around oxygen, I don't think it'd be a good idea to let them on.
I mean, if they were to ride with oxygen, I don't see why not.
Well, if oxygen is a sign of congestive heart failure, or oxygen is a sign of not enough oxygen going to your lungs, and you might get scared or hyperventilate or speed your heart, I think that would not be good.
That's true. It's been so long ago. It's been 1999 since I worked at Cedar Point. That could be one of the rules up there. I can't remember that. But, you know, everybody has a list of rules posted. And I really don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if that's one on there or not. If you have a common sense, if you're on oxygen, I guess you wouldn't want to go up on a roller coaster that's you know, 400 feet in the air, and trying to survive because, like you said, they'll pick you off in a way, or you get scared, or something like that. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Wouldn't want to have any trouble. Well, we're just about out of time, but thanks for calling.
Yeah. Well, I had another question here for you.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
The other question was, I just lost it. You know what? We'll continue. I just lost the, it's one of those particular Mondays, but if I think about it, I'll call back and you will be on the next show, right? Are you done?
No, this is it. 2 o'clock.
This is it?
This is it.
Well, if I think about it, I'll call on your next show.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we've got about a minute left here if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. Did anybody have an answer to any of those trivia questions? When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? What year did it move to the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did women become ticket takers? When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? And who performed back-to-back entertainment-wise in 68 and 69 at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We're about to close shop today, but don't forget, coming up tonight, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. And Jeff Ruth live on this program tomorrow from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Big interview, should be a lot of fun. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
To the football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Steve Whitaker from the